I just don't seem so bright. Or tell me why they gotta waste youth on the young. They don't know how good they got it, man, till it's already gone. They're having their fun, I've had mine, but damn, I'd like to have me just a little more time. Just a little more time. More time.
Join us for this year's edition of Shoney Market, winner of the Time Out's Best New Event Award for 2021. Shoney Market is a parade of 200 corgis, flavors from around the world, with over $3,000 in student giveaways from Desjardins, and incredible artists like High Classified, Perio Millennial, and Mansa and Friends. To learn more about the programming, participating restaurants, and contests, head to Instagram at ShoneyMTL. That's ShoneyMTL. Shoney Market, the taste of downtown, from September 8th to 11th between the Guy Concordia and Atwater Metro stations.
Hi, this is Jeff Jensen, and you're listening to Montreal's longest-running blues radio program, Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue, on CKUT FM 90.3.
Try to understand them. You ain't never tried. how you treat people the way you do. You act like nobody, nobody in this world's as good as you. Like as you never tried to walk someone else's shoes. I guess you never tried to walk someone else's shoes. You don't need to try. You sit there. Why you gotta treat people the way you do? Why can't you open your eyes? Give other people some kind of chance.
Was two tunes from Mick Colossa from his new CD, They Call Me Uncle Mick. We just heard Why, and before that, Wasted Youth. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's take a look through history and see what happened in the world of blues, jazz, and related subjects, and starting with births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week. Today being the 4th of September, would have been my mom's birthday today as well, but well, she's been gone for many years now. Miss her all the time. Let's see. We go first up on here is John Safis, born 1930 in Washington, D.C. Archie Edwards, born 1918 in Union Hall, Virginia. Danny Gatton's birthday, born 1945, also out of Washington, D.C. Pianist Meade Lux Lewis, born 1905 down in Chicago. Uari Perry Wilson, better known as U.P. Wilson, or JSP recording artist, born 1935. In Shreveport, Louisiana. And the fourth marks the passing of Louis Myers back in 1994 at the age of 64. Let's see, going on now to the 5th of September, we have a birthday for Dana Bogart, born 1958 down in Detroit. Zuzu Bolin, born 1922 in Frisco, Texas. Robbie Laws, a great guitar player, born 1953 in Portland, Oregon. Buddy Miles, born 1946 in Omaha, Nebraska. Sunnyland Slim, born 1907 in Vance, Mississippi. And a couple of people who passed on the 5th. Well, our own Gary Sharp passed back in 1999. He was 45 years old. Katie Webster passed in 1999 at the age of 63. And Josh White passed in 1969 at the age of 55. Let's see, on the 6th of September, birthday for drummer Fred Bellow. Born 1926 down in Chicago. Cornetist Buddy Bolden, born 1877 down in New Orleans. Adam Karch, happy birthday, Adam. You just won the Quebec to Memphis contest in Trois-Rivières. He'll be representing Quebec at the coming International Blues Competition down in Memphis, Tennessee. Happy birthday, Adam, born 1978 in Greenfield Park. Jimmy Reed, born 1925 in Dunlake, Mississippi. And the 6th marks the passing of Tom Fogerty from CCR back in 1990. He was 48 years old. Little Brother Montgomery also passed on this day in 1985. He was 79 years old. And country singer Ernest Tubb passed in 1984 at the age of 70. Moving to the 7th, we have a birthday for Albert Ammons, born 1907 down in Chicago. Kid Bangham, born 1958, so somewhere in Pennsylvania. Jazz guitarist Al Caiola, born 1920 in Jersey City, New Jersey. Buddy Holly, born 1936 in Lubbock, Texas. Benjamin Lattimore, born 1939 in Charleston, Tennessee. And Little Milton, born 1934 in Inverness, Mississippi. Let's see, the 7th also marks the passing of Lefty Diz. Passed in 1993, he was 56 years old when cancer claimed him. And Keith Moon of The Who passed in 1978. He was 31 years old, died of a drug overdose. On the 8th of September, birthday for David William Kearney, better known as Guitar Shorty, born 1939 in Houston, Texas. Pigpen McKernan of the Grateful Dead, born 1945 in San Bruno, in California. Zachary Richard, born 1950 in Lafayette, Louisiana. And the 8th March, the passing of Moondog, whose real name was Louis Thomas Harden. He was a beat poet. He passed in 1999 in Germany at the age of 83. On the 9th, we have a birthday for Jules Behari, one of the co-founders of the Modern and RPM labels, born 1912 down in Philadelphia. Big Memphis Ma Rainey, he's a recording artist, among many others as well, born 1905 somewhere in Tennessee. Elvin Jones, born 1927 in Pontiac, Michigan. Billy Preston, born 1946 in Houston, Texas. Otis Redding, born 1941 in Dawson, Georgia. Sonny Rollins, born 1930 down in New York City. And the 9th marks the passing of another bluegrass legend, Bill Monroe, passed in 1996. He was 84 years old. Moving to the 10th now, we have a birthday for Roy Brown, you know him from Good Rockin' Tonight, born 1920 down in New Orleans. And a couple of people who passed on the 10th, well, there was Pepper Adams, passed in 1986. He was 55 years old. Huey P. Long, the former governor of Louisiana, passed in 1935. He was 42 years old. And Clarence Gatemouth Brown passed in 2005 at the age of 81. Other events from the week, let's see, was the 4th of September, 1928. Wingy Manon recorded Downright Disgusted, needed that for the Vocalion label. And playing drums for him on that recording was a young sideman by the name of Gene Krupa. It was the 4th of September, 1954. Elvis Presley made his first and only appearance at the Grand Ole Opry. 1961, I Fall to Pieces by Patsy Cline peaked at number 12 on the pop singles charts. It was the 5th of September, 1990. B.B. King received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And the 6th of September, 1946, Louis Armstrong and his Hot 7 recorded Blues for Yesterday and Blues in the South. They did those for the RCA Victor label. It was 1946 on the 6th of September that Arthur Big Boy Crudup recorded That's All Right Mama, one of the big influences on Elvis and one of his first recordings. And in 1956, on the 6th of September, Little Richard recorded Rip It Up. 7th of September, 1956, Pee Wee Creighton made his debut recordings for VJ Records in Chicago. And he did four sides. They were Tie It Down, Fiddle-Dee-Dee, A Frosty Night, and The Telephone Is Ringing. It was the 8th of September, 1961, Sonny Boy Williamson recorded Nine Below Zero. Another one, eh? Frosty Night and Nine Below Zero. I guess September must have been chilly down south. And let's see, he had Otis Spann with him, Robert Lockwood on guitar, Willie Dixon on bass, and Fred Bellow on drums. And it was released on the Chess subsidiary Checker. 9th of September 1958, Chuck Berry was getting ready for Christmas, and that was when he recorded Run, Rudolph, Run, and that was for the Chess label. It was the 9th of September 1962, Buddy Guy recorded The Treasure Untold. And 1967, Sam and Dave's soul classic Soul Man was released on the 9th of September. In 1982, Al Green and Patti LaBelle opened on Broadway in Vinette Carroll's gospel musical, Your Arms Too Short to Box with God. And it was the 10th of September, 1970, B.B. King played to 2,000 inmates at Cook County Jail. So let's commemorate some of these events with some music. So we will step into the time machine. We will go back, let's see, how about we go back 94 years to September of 1928. Get into the studio here with Ma Rainey, along with Georgia Tom Dorsey and Tampa Red, and she's going to record this tune, Daddy Goodbye Blues.
Daddy made my mama said she been gone. And I hate to yell, tell the little Katie when she blows. Lord, I hate to yell, the little Katie when she blows. Puts me on a wonder, mama makes me want to go. I can't see no train, can't hear no whistle blow. Lord, I can't see no train, neither hear no whistle blow. Now it keeps me wondering, I'm the one that to do. Now, mama, I ain't got no plum good rider now. Lord, I ain't got no plum good rider now. Now it seems like my rider trying to quit me anyhow. Now the big bell, the bell is ringing, and the little bell, sadly tone. Lord, the big bell's ringing, the little bell, she's sadly tone. Mama, I'm lonely, 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 a long, long way from home. Gonna get up in the morning. Mama, I ain't gonna say a word. Gonna get up in the morning. Lord, ain't gonna say a word. Gonna eat my breakfast and sweet the handsburg. Gone. some changes made. Yeah, she better fly right, little girl. Don't it's gonna be some changes made. Maybe someday you'll need another favor. She said, there is no man wants every woman, then wants every bartender that she sees. I know that you ain't no good, nothing but trouble on my side.
Listening to Montreal's emerging indie folk gem Bells Larson. Bells will be playing at the Diving Bells Social Club on September 9th to celebrate the release of his debut album, Good Grief, which explores themes of young love, lost love, and queer love. Join in for a beautiful evening of song and storytelling from Bells and support act Eve Parker Finley. Buy your tickets for September 9th at bluesguysturnblack.com. A CKUT co-presentation.
Hi, this is Chris Vachon from Roomful of Blues, and you're listening to Montreal's longest-running blues show, Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue, on CKUT-FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca.
Mm-hmm. Kind treatment make me love you. Be mean and you drive me away. Kind treatment make me love you. Be mean and you drive me away.
That was Zuzu Bolin. That's from the CD Texas Blues Band. We heard Blues in the Dark. That featured, of course, the great Duke Robillard on guitar in that one. Before that, Daddy Gatton. I'm not sure exactly when that was. The CD Portraits came out in 2002. But obviously, since Danny passed in 1994, he recorded that much earlier. That was called Pretty Blue. There's another version of that on his Grammy-nominated CD, 88 Elmira Street. But this one is a little bit more stripped down. It doesn't have the keyboards in it. Danny handles all the rhythm himself, and he also played drums on this one. Let's see. Before that, we heard from Buddy Guy, a tune recorded on the 9th of September, 1962, and that's The Treasure Untold. We heard from Little Milton before that, from 1959, a B-side actually to a single, and that was I Found Me a New Love. Pee Wee Crane before that, a tune recorded on the 7th of September 1956 in A Frosty Night. We heard from Sunnyland Slim in there as well. That was from 1947, and Fly Right Little Girl. That has Muddy Waters on guitar in that one, and Big Crawford handling the bass. The drum player, drummer is unknown. Meat Lux Lewis before that from 1940, and the Six Wheel Chaser. And Little Brother Montgomery before that from 1932. And No Special Rider. I got that out of both of those, as a matter of fact, out of a great little compilation CD. Picking the Blues, Boogie Woogie Masters. And it was actually curated by John Mayle, one of the great contributions he's made, being quite an expert on keyboard players from that era. And we kicked that set off with going back 94 years ago this week to 1928. And Ma Rainey with Daddy Goodbye Blues, which came from Blues Masters Volume 11, Classic Blues Women. And she featured Georgia Tom Dorsey on the piano and Tampa Red was on the guitar. Let's have a look and see what is going on around town. Let's see. Tomorrow we have a piano playing songstress Heather Ragnars will be playing at the Bar de Corsel at 4685 Notre Dame at the corner of de Corsel. On Wednesday, there's a Swing Connection going to be doing their thing at the Jardin Gamelin just at outside Barrie Metro. That is at 7 p.m. On Friday, National Slide is at the Cabaret Leon d'Or. And that is a show by Stéphane Bruot. It's written and sung by him, and he brings along a National Slide band, which is Normand D'Amour, Pascal Montreuil, Charles Imbeau, Frédéric Bédard, and Ludovic Bonnier. That is at the Cabaret Leon d'Or at 1676 Ontario East. Let's see, on Friday, Rock and Roll Dance Party with the Rocket 88s at the Wheel Club at 3373 Cavendish. And Joe Hell is going to be at the Breeze Fire with L'Hemisphère Gauche, 221 Beaubien Est, just near Saint-Laurent. Friday, also Downtown Stomp doing a live music thing with the Valerie Lacombe Band. That's at 625 Rue Fortune. And it's $20 for the whole night, including the intro dance class at 7:30. $15 for the dance starting at 8:30 if you want to come in a little bit late. And then in September, it says pricing will be 20. So I think this is September. I guess that might be it. Coming up on Saturday, L'Histoire du Blues with Brian Tyler is at Le Nationale at 1220 St. Catherine East. And that's doors at 7. Showtime is 8 o'clock and tickets are $46.50. With that's the taxes and service charges included. That's at Le Nationale at 1220 St. Catherine East. Also Saturday, Esme and Sons are playing at Barfly, and that's at 4062A Saint-Laurent. Also Saturday, Eric Fiennes and Frisco Lee at Brutopia at 1219 Crescents. And Saturday, also Jim Zeller and Freddie Freedom at La Buvette du Quai. Right, I'm going to be leaving you with that at the end of the night. That's a beautiful place out in Repentigny at 2 Boulevard Saint-Jean-Baptiste, actually Pointe aux Trembles, I should say, out in the East End, right on the waterfront. Beautiful place. Also, Saturday, West Island Blues Festival presents Brian Greenway and the Blues Bus in Pointe Claire Village. That's on Cartier Avenue. I would suggest you check that on Facebook to get the exact location, because there's no address or anything given, but it's there if you click on the Facebook link, which I will be posting, I hope. Let's see. There's a soiree retro, which is kind of a line dancing thing. It looks like a country kind of a thing. 2915 Rue Notre Dame. And let's see, that's coming up in later in September. I don't have to do that one right now. Let's move on to the bar scene. Bistro Jojo. It is, of course, Sunday night, so you have La Messe Jojo. Bistro is at 1627 Saint-Denis. Like you didn't know that. Monday, Mick Martel. Tuesday, Freddie Freedom. Wednesday, Marc Vecteau. Thursday, Freddie Freedom does the 5 à 9, followed by Joe Hell. Friday, that's Freddie Freedom again, followed by Mick Martel. And then Saturday, Kenny Dupree is in. Sunday, Joe Hell does the 5 à 9, followed by La Messe à Jojo. If we go, let's see, a little farther west, we have an upstairs bar. Coming up on Thursday, Otis Ali Blues Band. And that's two shows, 7 o'clock and 9:30. And that's on Thursday. On Friday, Dawn Tyler Watson is in with her quartet in their form. She's been posting some Tuck and Patty videos, so it's, what a spectacular duo they are. I wish I could have gotten out to see them. But Mike Stern is coming up in October as well, and it's going to be Monster Guitar Player Night. Mike Stern and his wife, Lenny Stern, is going to be there as well, so that's going to be some great, great playing. They're both great, phenomenal players. Let's see, coming up at Brutopia, tonight is open night. The trivia tomorrow, Thursday, Mike Hand, Friday, Cobra Kai, Saturday, Eric Fiennes and Frisco Lee. At the Barfly is, of course, Sunday night, so it's their traditional bluegrass night, hosted by Matt Large and Mike Pietzma. Modavi still has some blues on, Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Sundays with Dwayne Dixon coming in. And then Friday and or Saturday have Graham Chambers in as well. And I'm sure he'll do you some blues if you ask for it. Diaisons, Kim Richardson's going to be in every Sunday through all of this month, at least. She does a show that kicks off at 7 o'clock. Just a trio, Kim Richardson on the voice, John Sadowy on the piano, Carl Soprano on the contrabass. L'Aquarium has their stuff coming back again now. And coming up on Saturday, they have François Tremblay. Will bring his chansonnier stylings to the L'Aquarium at 2923 Masson, which is at around 6th Avenue. Smoked Meat Pete has his schedule up as well for the fall, and you'll be able to catch Paolo Stante band there this weekend. The other date on the weekend is to be announced. House of Jazz coming up on Thursday. They have Snooki Alston in, and Saturday Michelle Sweeney is going to be in, and then Sunday Emmy and the Higher Groove is in. I think she was in again tonight as well, but it's probably over by now. Let's move to some jam nights and open mics. Sunday night, we have jam at the Milieu at 1251 Rue Robin, downtown Montreal. Brutopia, open mic on Sunday nights, 1219 Crescent. Bar de Courcelles, open mic on Sunday as well, 4685 Notre Dame West. Ye Old Orchard Pub and Grill in NDG, 5563 Monkland, hosted by Bud Rice. That kicks off around 9. Billy Buck, open mic on Sunday as well, and that's at 3135 Rue Masson. Tuesdays, open mic at the Barfly, 40628 Saint Laurent. Wednesdays, Duffy's Bar has an open mic as well. Duffy's Bar is a jam night completely. 1060 Heron Road in Dorval. I don't know who the guest host will be this week. Lord Bits, 406 Notre Dame Est. Open mic as well on Wednesday, as well as at the Brasserie La Barbière at 2137 Rosemont. And, you know, for all of these things, you should check the venue to see if you got to sign up and stuff like that. Benelux Verdun, it's the Benelux Brasserie Artisanale in Verdun, 4026 Wellington, open mic every Wednesday. Mariposa, open mic every Thursday, and you have to get your name in there by 6 p.m. They draw names at 6:25, and they've been filling up pretty regularly, it seems. Mayfair Tavern, Blues Jam. On Thursday nights from 8:30. Denny Snyder was hosting it. He did a great job at Trois-Rivières last week. But I don't know if he's in town or not. I think Kelly Watling hosted on other nights. The monthly open jam at the Wheel Club is hosted by Leo Laporte, and that's on again this week. It's Thursday, September 8th. They'll be doing that. The Wheel Club, of course, 3373 Cavendish, just below Sherbrooke. And every Thursday, Johnny Guitar Jam at La Dupaille at 358 Notre Dame in Repentigny. There's also the Atlantic Pub at Eatery, 36 McDougall in Alexandria, Ontario, has their open jam on Thursdays. And the Blues Jam at the Brasserie Lunique at 805 Boulevard de Carry every Friday night as well. Then that's this week hosted by the Cat Elliott Band. And the Insider Cafe at 4451 Saint Denis has a jam on Fridays as well from 7:30 to 9. And Phoenix Friday Night Jams in St. Anne de Bellevue, Restaurant Basile, 72 St. Anne Street. And that's on Friday. And now on Saturday, you have the Mayfair Tavern has an open mic night hosted by Graham Chambers and the boys. And it's on at 10 o'clock on Saturdays. And that's Mayfair at 22 Avenue de la Baie de Valois in Pointe-Claire. There are some weekly blues and swing dance nights as well. You have Sundays at 3 p.m., Les Dimanches Swing at Parc La Fontaine. And Tuesdays, Les Mardis 88 Swing at Chez Ernest at 6596 Rue Saint-Hubert. Tuesdays, les mardis rock and roll with DJ Tony B. Good and École de Danse Jive Studio. Les Enfants de Rock at 1550 Mont-Royal Est. That's at 8 p.m. And then on Thursdays, you have the Stardust Soiree at Chez Ernest with Emily Estrella and the Stardust Stompers. They're in at 7 o'clock. And then they usually bring in another group at 10 to take over. And this week, Dan Livingston is in at 10 o'clock. So that should be interesting as well. Little reminder, NDG has Porch Fest coming up on September the 17th. So that's a full schedule. I've seen that schedule, and it's just packed with people all over the place. I'm going to leave you here now with a little something. Here's some Jim Zeller for you. This is from his album, Blues from Another Planet. We're going to listen to Facebook Rockstar. And you can catch Jim on this coming Saturday at Le Buvette du Quai at 2 Boulevard Saint-Jean-Baptiste in Pointe-aux-Trembles. Have yourselves a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night. Here's Jim Zeller.
Hey, you listen. listening to Ill Groove Garden.
It's the end of the week.
90.3 FM.
Take your breath in.
Take your breath in.
And let that breath out.
That breath out.
Get ready.
Get ready.
Ill Groove Garden. One, two, one, two. It is the Ill Groove Garden. I am a capital ZIP, Steven Ziplock Hennessy, beaming at you from 90.3 FM or www.ckut. It is Sunday, September the 4th. Labor Day weekend right here in Montreal. I hope you're having a good time wherever you are. I'm picking up my people down in New York City having a good time. My people out in Toronto having a good time. My people worldwide giving us the last energy for the season, the summer season coming to the end. Big up all the kids going back to school, everybody else like that. We trying to do it big, big, big for 2022, ending of the year. So we spreading them vibes like that.